So today is how to create a mastermind, a masterclass, and I want to take it one step further. How to create a conference or a summit. Have either of you thought about having a conference or a summit? And I want to show you one. Just kind of show you how it comes together. It really is quite fun to do. And so let me share my screen because the first thing that I want to show you is when you go to my homepage, and of course, as you remember over in our Build a Better Business, my Vistaprint, where I had originally had my website, has decided to get out of the website business. And so I decided, after some thinking, that I really didn't want to add yet another platform. I already had my Teachable platform. And since this is a teaching call, this will be a great segue. So I had never figured it out before, and I kept looking at my Teachable going, how do they make, because if you just sign up for Teachable, you just have a place to pop your classes in there. And I thought, how in the world can you make a website out of your Teachable platform? And what I've realized, and again, I had to look in the mirror and go, Kathy, you're smart enough to figure this out. And so I just started playing around with it. And what I realized is that Teachable has a way that you can create sales pages. And what I had to do is create a sales page. And this is a perfect example for our conversation for today, because once you create a sales page, you can make that sales page anything you want it to be. So I simply created a sales page for my website. And I took the same information, and you gals, if you'll remember my old website, I took the same picture. And I took my VPS, my value proposition statement, and put it here. And then I put under this link, I would like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. I softened that up instead of having a strategy call, because folks were kind of like, oh, a strategy call, she's going to try to sell me something. And I didn't want it to sound salesy at all. So I softened it up to a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. And I'm just about every spot is booked. I am getting a ton of click-throughs on this. And then I kept my same graphics of my steps, but I simplified the rest of the homepage. So step one is to attend a free meetup. And then if you click here, it takes you over to all the free meetups that are already in Teachable. And then, of course, step two is that you can buy the course with unlimited access, and it takes you over to the courses. And then, of course, step three, join a mastermind, and it takes you over to the masterminds. Now, you can use the sales page. So my point is if you have a website and you want to create a sales page, you can make the sales page say anything you want it to say. It can be your masterclass, your mastermind funnel. It can be your conference or your summit invitation. It can be all those things. And all you do is, and let me move the little bar here. All you do is you create it here at the top where you have your different links. And so you can, I got to get rid of my drink here. Hold on. I have too much stuff. I just got in from Florida and I just kind of emptied everything out on my desk here. So I didn't have room to move my mouse around. But you can see here where you have all these different links. And for those of you that are just listening and not seeing what I'm looking at, we are at the Kathy Benner International Academy.com. And you can go there and follow along if you want to open up Kathy Benner International Academy.com. So anyway, I put my story there. Everything comes across when you click down on the more button. Here is everything else. So one of the things that I did is, each one of my lanes, of course, has a sales page. And I'll just show you one. Here's the health and wellness. This is the one we're in tonight. And I just created this sales page, and I just put just the health and wellness one there. See? So now when you go to that, you don't have to scroll through all the other courses and all the, because it's just a separate sales page. And you can do that in your own website. It doesn't matter what platform you're on, you can actually make different sales pages. So what I did is I made Kathy's speaking topics, and I created myself a speakers page. So when you click on that, I went to Canva, and I created this one sheet. And this is just a picture. This whole thing is a picture. Not just my picture is a picture. This whole thing is a picture on Canva. I've created a flyer on Canva, and I'm calling it my one sheet. And what I did is I put in here about me at a glance, where I can speak, my topics, the testimonials, how to contact me. And this whole thing is just a picture. So you can actually click on the button and download the picture. So if you were inviting me to be a speaker, all you have to do is go to this page, and it's under the speaker page. You can see here, if you click on the more button, it is under Kathy's speaking topics. And so you can click there and actually get this information. This is just a sales page in my website. So you can create your own speakers page or whatever you want right in your website. And so what I haven't added here yet, because this little section here, this text, this is actually part of the platform. This starting down here is just a Canva picture. It's a flyer. The whole thing is a picture. I didn't type this out in my website. I didn't create all these little graphics in my website. I don't know how to do that. And with Teachable, this was my workaround, see, because in Teachable, it only, I think you gals may have remembered me saying this before over Build a Better Business. In Teachable, you only got like, you can do it this way or that way. You only got like two choices on how to set up a page. And if you wanted to do something other than that, you couldn't. There's not even a way, because it's totally plug and play. So the way I got around that is I went to Canva and I created this flyer in Canva and made it look the way I wanted it to look, made it look a little more interesting. And then I just uploaded the picture over into my website. And that's how I got around not being able to actually do the graphics in Teachable. Yes, Debbie.
Is this where you would find your press kit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my media press kit. This is it.
So
it's just a speaker's one sheet. Instead of having a 3 or 4 page press kit or media kit, it's just a speaker's one sheet or a media one sheet.
How do you provide the questions to be asked?
I can follow up with an email or something like that once somebody wants me, because here's the point. Because I have different lanes, it's hard for me to pre-write those questions, because maybe somebody wants me to speak as a, and see, here's at a glance, I can be podcast facilitator for a training. Well, if they want me to facilitate a training, maybe it's on real estate. Mm-hmm. So it'd be hard for me unless I had a set of questions for each one of those lanes. So I can learn more about their group, who their members are, and then I can put together my set of questions that is more relevant to what's going on. And my guess is that over time, I'll probably have a template where a lot of my questions will be the same at the beginning, you know, like, well, what's your backstory? How did you get started? And then at the end, they'll be the same, like, how do our members get in touch with you? How, you know, but it's the middle that will change. And so my guess is I'll ultimately put together a template, because here's all my topics. There's health and wellness, there's real estate, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, authors and writers, and then networking and connecting. And so the questions will be different depending on which topic and what type of speaking, whether they want me to be a keynote, a lunch and learn presenter, a facilitator, or just a guest on their podcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I like this, because it's, instead of having a separate category where you would just print off a bunch of stuff, this is, like you said, now I understand, a one page that your beginning questions and your ending questions would be the same, but it would be easy enough for the person asking questions to, you know, work with the different categories that you have. Or they may say, or they may ask you a question about health and wellness, they may pick a couple of these to ask you a question. And then I can see where it would roll over into your questions at the end. So this is another thing you just figured out, right?
Yeah, it's a I'm a work in progress, as we all are. And so this is a nice, fast and easy, and then my button at the bottom, they can actually print this picture.
Aha.
Of course, depending on their printer, it's either going to come out in black and white or monochrome, or if they've got color ink in their printer and they want to print it in color, they can. But they can also take one of my pictures and they can right click on it and they can save the image.
Yes.
Because a lot of times they're like, they want to, they want to get an image. So see, they can click on either one of these and save the image. And because they want to put it over in their advertisement that, they have you as a guest, and so they need a picture of you. So this is, it's kind of all in one. That's why it's called a one sheet. So anyway, that's what I've done. And I think what'll happen is I'll end up doing two things. I'll end up creating a template for the questions so that all I have to do is adjust, say, the center three questions or four or five, however many questions I have there. I'll have to create those depending on what the topic is or what the invite is. Again, if I'm going to be a lunch and learn presenter and they want to interview me in front of a group for a lunchtime, then probably 20 to 40 minutes is all you have. If you're on a podcast, some podcasts are 10 minutes, some podcasts are an hour. So it depends on the podcast. See, so it depends, and a keynote, again, I need to know who my audience is so that I can tailor the questions in my presentation to fit their audience because it's all about them. And then you'll see I have fees. My fee range is 1,000 to 5,000, but it's complimentary if I can market my programs and books. I didn't want to cut out the little guy that says, we really need a speaker, but we can't afford $1,000, to bring a speaker in. Or the chamber organizations that go, we just need a lunch speaker for a little lunch and learn for our monthly chamber meetup. And as long as I can present my programs and books at the end, then there's no fee. So I wanted to make that both ways. Does that make sense? But then if you have a big conference, and this is where I'm going with this. If you have a really big conference and they're promoting their stuff, they don't want me to promote my stuff. They just want me to present and add value to their audience, but they don't want me, and here's how that works for those of you that maybe haven't done a big summit or, where folks come with their credit card in their pocket. Most folks come with a spendable amount. Most of the audience comes with a spendable amount that they either plan on spending or could possibly spend. And that's why I'll go back and give you this analogy. That's why I don't care for these craft shows where everybody comes with their crafts and there's like 14 different craft people there. One sells candles, one sells whatever. And you've got 14 different ones because the audience now has to split their money between the 14 vendors. Whereas if you were the only vendor, they might have spent it all with you. You
Good
see where I'm
point.
going with that?
Yeah.
And so when somebody is putting on a big conference or a big summit, the whole point of their conference and summit is to sell their products and services. But they have to have really good quality speakers to bring people in. Because remember, if we go back and talk about in Build a Better Business, we talk about at some point your serving is selling, that when you are ready to come alongside someone else, you are borrowing their audience and they are borrowing your audience. So if Susie over here is putting on a 3-day conference or summit, she wants to bring speakers in that are pretty well known, but she doesn't want her audience to spend all their money on that speaker's products. She wants her audience to spend their money on her products. So she doesn't want that speaker to sell any books or programs. But she wants that speaker to bring their tribe. She wants to borrow their audience. Are you with me? So she would rather pay $1,000 to get a good quality speaker and have them not say anything about their own products and services. They're just going to teach or speak on a concept that the audience is going to take notes and go, oh my gosh, I want to come back to this conference every year. I got so much value. But if every speaker turns into an infomercial, you don't feel like you ever want to come back. So does all of that make sense? And so all I'm saying is that if you are going to borrow her audience and she wants to borrow your audience, you have to have an option where she can just pay you to come speak, but you also want to leave the door open for like the little chamber lunches and stuff where they need a speaker to fill programming, and they're like, fine, we're not selling anything. You absolutely sell your programs and books while you're up there. Does that make sense? So this is where I want to go with this. So also on this page, this section here is where I can type in on the actual platform of my Teachable platform. So what I need to add here that I haven't, because it's a changing number, which is why I didn't put it down here on the picture, because this is a picture. This is a flyer that I made on Canva, and I don't want to have to keep updating my flyer and then have to keep uploading it into my platform. So up here, this is much more changeable. I need to put my overall social media reach, meaning the number. Like on Facebook, I have 5,000, and on Instagram, I have 10,000. And you see where I'm going with that? So I need to put my social media reach in here still. And I haven't done that yet. I have it posted on my board right in front of my computer here. The last look, I can't believe my numbers, and they're going up. And every day, I get people that say, you know, that have join this meetup group or join that Facebook group or whatever. I'm constantly getting new members. And if you follow me on social media, you've probably seen some of those welcome new members. And I'm getting two or three every day in all the groups, some more than others. So anyway, I need to maybe monthly. I don't know if weekly, that might be a little much, but I need to put it on my schedule. And I need to put a template here of my social media reach. Because again, when somebody wants to hire me and they're thinking about paying me $1,000 to $5,000, the first question they want to know is how many people are following Kathy? Because they want some numbers to show up at their conference or their summit. That's why they would ask me to be a speaker for their conference or summit, is because they want my followers to go, oh my gosh, we love Kathy. We're going to go to this summit that Susie's having because we want to hear Kathy. Now, think about some of the big names that we've all heard of. If you heard, you know, that, and Debbie, you'll get this one, and maybe Linda, if you heard John Maxwell was speaking at a conference in Columbus, Ohio, next Wednesday night, would you kind of check your calendar and see if maybe you couldn't go to that because you like John Maxwell? And so again, if he's speaking at for Susie, she doesn't want him spending all of his time promoting his stuff. She just wants him to bring great content for her audience. But see, it will bring some of his audience along. So anyhow, you get the point. So now, with that said, and knowing that you can make any page in your actual website, your sales page, you don't have to go out and buy separate. And Linda, I know you've got an all-inclusive platform already. And Debbie, you do not. So because you got your Melaleuca on one, you've got your podcast on another, you've got your blog on a third. And so I'm saying that if you've got a URL, an actual domain name somewhere, you can actually create your sales pages there. You don't have to go out and yet again buy another platform to do your sales pages. So that's all I'm saying. So each one of these is a different sales page. And so now I get this email. Now, yes, Linda. Hope you're on mute.
I always try to keep the sound down at my
Yep.
end. I had a question when you first started talking about doing this on Teachable, and you had your own domain name that you were using for your Vistaprint. So do you create, you know, what some people call pretty links using your original domain, and then it points to the long Teachable location page name?
Yes. And
Okay.
I made it my home page. And how many times have you put in somebody's URL and then it came up something different and you're like, oh, am I on the right thing? And so what I did is I named my homepage KathyBenner.com. So if they put in KathyBenner.com and this comes up, or they put in Kathy Benner International Academy, this will come up. So either one of those points to the same homepage. But when they do that, they can see here they got the right URL because they put in the International Academy. But they can see here that they got the right domain because that's my homepage. And that's how I solved that, is I point them both back to the same homepage, and I simply named my homepage KathyBenner.com. Is that helpful?
Sure. And then do you have links that you've made, like KathyBenner.com/speaker or something like that, that'll go straight to that page?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if I come down here and click on the speaker page, this is the URL that I would advertise. Well, so if somebody said, hey, Kathy, send me your media kit, I simply would open up my website, hyperlink or highlight this URL, and I would copy and paste that over to them so that they could go straight to my speaker page. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll show you a perfect example where I used all these links. Here's where I've used all these links. This is my link tree.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is that's how I've used all these links. So if you come down here to Kathy Benner speakers page, press media kit, I use Linktree as my electronic business card. And when you click on that, guess what? It goes mm-hmm. right to my speakers page. Because
right.
this is the URL up here that I put under this link here.
Right. Well,
and I did that with every page. So I basically, when you come to my link tree, it's my whole website, but it's spelled out in links. So they can either go to my website and find the link, or they can come here. And if you say, you got to read this first, Kathy's story, when you click on that, it goes right to Kathy's story. It's right here on my website, but the link brings it right here.
Okay. Well, what I was driving at, and I don't know if you have the ability to do it with any of the platforms that you're using, but because you have the domain KathyBenner.com and it's so short and so easy, you could do slash whatever you want after that and redirect the short link over to the big long teachable name.
And oh, that is
a URL redirect.
Yes, that is a great idea. I haven't gotten that far in my research, but thank you for that. Yes, I'll double check that.
It's pretty great. Like, I use them a lot, and you can use it for your affiliate codes also. So like, you use HostGator, it could be KathyBenner.com/HostGator, and then that goes to whatever, a landing page you have, or directly to your HostGator affiliate page or whatever.
Okay.
But you just have such a groovy short name for your URL, then just use the slash and another short, you know.
That's a great idea because again, when I come down here to, for example, down here to my blog, which is on HostGator, it takes you clear over to the freestyleliving.net.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you clear over out of my Teachable over to another whole platform.
Mm-hmm. And that could even be like, if you're just like chatting with somebody in like Facebook DMs or whatever, you could have a pretty link that was KathyBenner.com/blog, and it would automatically redirect to the Freestyle Living name if you wanted it to. It's just a really handy shorthand for getting the information to people easily and in a more memorable way, because they already know your main URL.
Kathy Benner, yeah.
And then you have a memorable short thing at the end that, you know, even our brains can maybe hold on to for a few seconds, you know?
I know. Because how many times do you look at something and then you go, oh my gosh, what was that again?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So, and again, I've looked up so many folks that I have met over the years that I can remember their name, but I don't remember all their programs and all mm-hmm. their different lanes and all that. And so I just Google their name and hope that it something comes mm-hmm. up, you know? And then sometimes it doesn't. And then I go to their LinkedIn and it's, they don't have any links there. And then I go to their Facebook and there's no, and I'm thinking, I'm trying to refer this person and I can't even find a link to send to my client that's asking for the referral.
Exactly. And you know, what's so funny is we think of it as being easy for the receiver, the person that we're talking to, but it's a big sanity aid for us as the person with the domain, because it's like, I know my domain name. If I can remember that, you know, the name of, you know, PLR/PLR is going to get them to the thing. Slash HomeSkater is going to get them to the thing. And then it's like a real shorthand filing system in your own mind.
Right.
For all the things that you have going on.
I love that. I love that. But for me, I just right now what works for me, because I haven't gotten that far to repoint. And one of the reasons is because Vista is still holding on to my KathyBenner.com. And so I'm working with them to release that so that I can start to redirect better.
Yeah.
So I'm still in the middle of that process. So I had to kind of bypass everything. And the best way that I could do that is with this link tree. Linktree/ Kathy Benner gets everybody right to this page. And this is such an easy page. And I can put, and I can bury all of those gobbledygook links under this nice looking page. And so that's been my shortcut, which is why I love Linktree, by the way. Because again, you can put here what you want it to say and how you want it to look. And you can see how nice and clean it is. And I love this. And you can change it at any time. And so here's my speaker media kit. As soon as you click on that, it comes right up to my page. Hi. I see Debbie. Oh, Debbie, you have rabbit ears. I love it. So anyway, so now I want to go over to this email. This email came in to me, and I'm going to show you two pages with this email. And I love this. Number one, this email came to me because she's still trying to get folks to come to her 3-day conference. And so it's for folks that want to start a short-term rental. They want to start an Airbnb. So one of the first things that she did is she got HGTV's Mina Starsiak Hawk from Good Bones. And she got her as a guest. Can you believe that? So how many folks would say, I would go to that just to see Mina? I would go to that conference. I would pay to go to that conference because Mina is going to be the keynote speaker. And so that's her big draw. And there's a picture of Mina. And so everybody's like, I'm going. And so now, if you use the code Mina, see, you can save $200 on your ticket. And so you can still snag a ticket for $297 and get access to this live training. So this is just her email. And she's, again, this one has expired. I saved the email to show you, but the timer has run out to get the $297 ticket. But it's called TFVCon. It's called Thanks for Visiting Conference. And that's her shorthand, is Thanks for Visiting Conference. It's happening at the gorgeous Hilton downtown right here in Columbus, Ohio, on Sunday, September 24th to Tuesday, the 26th. And secure your spot and save today. And then can't wait to see you there, Sarah and Annette. Now, I know Sarah and Annette personally. And then they've got all their social media links and their address and their unsubscribe button, which is required and all that. So this is their email. So then when you click on secure your spot and save today, it takes you to their landing page. And there is still 12 hours, 42 minutes. And see, they got the timer going. Linda, does your platform let you put in a timer like this? Do you have that option? Yes, she does. So a lot of platforms do. I haven't researched my Teachable, but if it doesn't, you can buy an outside plugin and scoot it over into your website. So you can add a timer to any website page. So now this is simply just a website page. That's all this is. And they have created, and I'm going to move our faces out of the way here. They have created this short-term rental conference. There's the dates. It's a live event. Here they are dressed in their beautiful yellow. They always match whatever they're wearing. If they're in blue, they're both in blue. If they're in green, they're both in green. They do that all. That's kind of their trademark. But you can see that yellow is their color here. See, it's behind their tickets. It's what they're wearing. But anyway, here are the check marks. You get 3 days of STR education, deal analysis workshops, STR funding, creative STR business practices, STR network. And here is the price. It was $7.97. Now it's down to $4.97. And if you put in that code from that email, you can get it down to $2.97. So then get your tickets now. Then secondly, they made a section of all their sponsors. And here is an aha moment. The sponsors do not have to be somebody that is writing them a big check to put on this conference. When you think of sponsors, you're thinking, oh, somebody wrote them a $5,000 check or a $2,000 check, or they're a, and you see this a lot in the chamber events. Whenever they do their annual conference for the chambers, they have the gold sponsor and the silver sponsor and the platinum sponsor. And it means the amount of money that they donated to help put on that event. Well, if you're doing, especially if you're going to do a virtual summit or conference, it can be your affiliate links. It can be your affiliate links, can be your sponsors. So if I have an affiliate link to PLR, PLR is one of my sponsors. See, because if anybody clicks on the PLR, I get paid. If anybody clicks on the HostGator, I get paid. If anybody clicks, you know, you see where I'm going with that. So they can be your sponsors. Now, they also can be folks that have donated money. But it can also be the amount of money that you've made off of different affiliate links. Now, the conference for five-star hosts like you, again, they've got some pictures here to attract your attention. They tell you that it's an ultimate gathering of hosts for host by host. So you're thinking, okay, these are people that are going to get me. They understand what I'm talking about. It's the perfect platform to help you prioritize both profits and guest experience. See, and all along, they keep telling you, get your tickets. Then they've got some video, which really dresses it up. And here, check out highlights from last year's events. See, they want you to see that this is a great live experience. So they've got this nice little trailer on here showing their conference. Okay. And here's what's going down. There's energizing keynotes, interactive workshops, get to know Sarah, Annette, and the thanks for visiting team, get ready to party and connect. You see, they got a little bit of everything. So depending on what you like, if you like to listen to keynotes, you can. If you want to go to the workshops, you can, but you can skip them if you don't. If you go, oh, I hate to sit through workshops, well, skip that part. If you want to get to know Sarah and Annette and the team, or if you go, I just want to connect with a bunch of other hosts. See, so it's got something for everybody. And that's what I want to show you when they put together this 3-day event. And again, get your tickets. Then it keeps going. It says, come learn. And now they tell you a little bit about what you're going to learn. Bookkeeping, marketing, direct bookings, ads, safety, inclusive design, listing optimization, expert panels, social media, deal analysis. Look, here they are dressed in green. See, they always match in color, not in style, but in color. And then the event itself, and here's where, and again, see, they've got this great group picture. They want to show you that, hey, everybody's here except you. They want you to feel like, I don't want to be left out. Everybody is at this event except me. And so here it is. It kicks off on Sunday, September 24th. It has the dates, and it says what's going to happen. You're going to register and mingle with the attendees at a party. So that's all that's happening on Sunday as a party. Then on Monday from 8:30 to 5, you're going to gain knowledge and inspiration through engaging main stage talks and interactive workshops. So you know there's going to be a keynote and the workshops are going to be going on all day on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it says there's an additional captivating main stage talks and more workshops, but it's topped off with a closing party. So it's an unofficial after party. So you can see, again, where it's a little bit of something for everyone. And then you get to meet your speakers. Here's where they wanted to bring in speakers so that these speakers would attract their tribe to come to this event. So of course you have Mina. Anybody that loves Mina is going to, for that amount of money, they're going to sign up. They're going to say, I get to meet her in person, maybe even get to talk to her, maybe even get to take a selfie with her. I get to be with her. And so now you can read the bio of these other folks, but here's Ashley. Here is Sarah. She is one of the thanks for visiting gals. Here is Annette. She's one of the thanks for visiting gals. Here is David. He's an author. And Bill, he raises capital for STRs. You see where she's got a nice, great overview. But look, she has some that she doesn't have pictures for. And here's what I want to tell you. It doesn't have to be perfect. She is almost sold out, and she still doesn't even have, she doesn't have a picture of Sarah. Okay. Comes on down. Here's some more speakers. She doesn't have a bio for Wendy. She has some more. She's got pictures. She's got bios. She's got titles. And down here, still coming soon. Okay. That doesn't have to be totally done to launch. And then sponsored by, she names her sponsors again. And then here is the actual pricing points. See, and the early bird only went until 827. And if you did that Mina as your code, you could even bring that down to 297. So you know a ton of people tapped in then. But the longer you wait, the higher it is. And then when you come down, you can stay at the Hilton. And then finally, a link to book the room. And now she goes into one referral here. The event was jam-packed with info. He said how appreciative he was of. And then there's frequently asked questions. Can I transfer my ticket? Can I sponsor? Will it be live stream? Can I bring my family? What should I pack? So it's all the questions. What happens if I have to cancel? So anyway, that is her sales page. This is all one. I'm going to scroll back up. This is all one long page, and it is built right on her website, right on her thanks for visiting website. And that is her sales page. All right. Thoughts? Comments?
That's such a nice page. So informative, covers all the bases. And, you know, I've heard that a sales page needs to be long enough to answer all the questions and then basically no longer, you know, with just like a sales letter. And I just wanted to say how brilliant their URL is. Thanks for visiting.me to have the me be part of a sentence or a phrase and be the URL is just so clever.
Well, and again, when they started to get their name, thanks for visiting, the .com was gone, the .net was gone, and the .me was available and they grabbed it. So now it says, thanks for visiting me. And that's just genius. I love it. And the girls are so sweet and they're down to earth. They just, the two of them got together and just did their first STR and then their second and then their third. And then people were asking them, how do you do it? And this is what they've turned it into. And now this, I don't quote me, this is either their second or third year of having this conference, but they consider it a 3-day conference, but the Sunday night is just a check-in and a party. It's just a greet. It's just a mingle of all the other folks that are coming in. So they didn't have to really plan any content for that first night. They just have to have all of their registration tables set up. And she's got a couple of folks that are working the registration table. And then they just have the hotel bring out this big, fruit and cheese tray and put it into one of the conference rooms as a meet and greet as folks are arriving and checking in and getting into their rooms. So not a lot for them to do that first night. And then of course they've got all their speakers lined up and a lot of those speakers are going to be doing the breakout rooms, not the actual keynote. Now Mina is going to be doing the keynote. So again, it's just an example of how you can put together. So you have to, you have to have some content there. So if I go back and look again, and bear with me here just a moment. Whoops. Oh, I ended up jumping over to their website. Yep, let's get out of that. All right, I wanted to go down to the speakers. Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 7, 15, 16. 16 speakers. I just wanted to look again as to how many speakers they had. So that's their keynote and their breakout workshops. So 16. And you have to be prepared for somebody to cancel, you know, like me for tonight. You have to always be prepared for somebody to cancel. And because, again, you've got folks that are paying, I'll say big money. I mean, you know, we're talking, you know, $475 or whatever, but and then it can go up to $875 and then two people coming. It could be a stretch for some folks to spend the money to come to your conference, and you want to make sure that you constantly deliver value. And so you do have to have a backup plan if somebody happens to cancel as to what you're going to do for that content, because again, content is king at the end of the day. Folks are coming for all kinds of reasons, but at the end of the day, you want them to walk away saying, wow, I learned so much at that summit or at that conference. Is that helpful? Okay, so have you thought about doing something along that line? And it can be a one-day summit. It could be a two-day conference. It doesn't have to be three. Have you thought about doing something along that line at all, Linda or Debbie?
I've participated as a speaker, of course, but I haven't thought about biting that off just yet.
Debbie, how about you?
No, that hasn't really been up in the forefront here. That's kind of back here.
Okay. Now, this can take on all kinds of looks. You could have it depending on your subject and on your topic. You could actually put together a three-day retreat. And it would be, and when you say the word retreat versus conference or summit, it just gives it a more relaxing feel. When you think of a retreat, you think, oh, there's going to be some downtime. There's going to be, you know, some reflection time. It's not going to be just about constantly getting new knowledge or new information. There's going to be some time for me to reflect on what I'm learning and maybe to even put into practice what I'm hearing. And so when you use the word retreat, the formula is the same, but your content comes out a little different. And the feeling that you want your attendees to have, I think, is different. Any comments on that? I've attended retreats, and quite frankly, I would prefer a retreat over a conference or a summit.
I've been to a couple of retreats, but and typically you spend the night. Mm-hmm. Or, well, the one was he actually went home and came back in the morning. So I would prefer the one where you would spend the night so you can collaborate with everyone else.
Well, but even in a conference or a summit, if it's going to be a 3-day, I like to stay. And I can't always afford the hotel because they oftentimes pick a very upscale hotel. And oftentimes I can stay all three nights for the cost of what one night is at the actual conference center. And so a lot of times I'll pick a lesser priced hotel close by the conference, and then I can still hang out as late as I want. But then when everybody finally calls it a night, I can just go out and get in my car and drive over to the other hotel. Or if I'm lucky enough, it can be walking distance, I can walk over. And oftentimes I can get all three nights for the price of one night. And I'm doing that in November. I'm going to the big real estate conference in Cincinnati, and it's at the Big Wolf Lodge right there in Mason, Ohio, right just north of Cincinnati. And one night is $350 per night. And we're there three nights. And so I didn't want to spend another $1,000 in addition to the conference fee to go to this conference. And so I managed, Mark and I were staying about a mile down the road. So again, both hotels have a parking lot, free parking. And so we're going to just drive that morning. And then when we go back to the hotel, we're just going to get in our car and drive a mile down the road. And the hotel that we're staying in is a Wyndham. And all three nights were like $250 for all three nights. It was, I don't know, like $70 a night instead of $350 a night. So again, it, you know, there's all kind of workarounds. And so, but we like to stay there, but we're going to just hang out is because again, since we're only a mile away, even if we hang out till midnight and have to be back at 8 in the morning, we can still hang out as long as everybody wants to hang out. But when finally folks are saying, okay, I'm going to call it a night, see you in the morning, that's when we just get in our car and drive a mile down the road. So, so we still feel like we're there. We're just not sleeping there.
Right. I mean, because the meeting after the meeting is where so much of the value is.
Yes. And that's why you'll notice in this one, the girls have put together that amazing after party. It's going to finish around 5, but then they have this after party on the third day, which is where a lot of connections are going to be made. Because there's this short-term rental. What's going to happen is you're going to get cleaning companies are going to attend this thing. Maintenance companies are going to attend this thing. Hosts are going to attend this thing. Property investors are going to attend this thing. And those folks all need each other. You know, if you're a host, you need the cleaners, you need the maintenance, you need the lenders, you need, you know, everybody needs everybody, and they're all going to be attending this thing. And so a lot of connections are going to be made at that after party.
That's so cool. I heard a kind of a coach, trainer of coaches, and as someone who has a lot of public speaking background, et cetera. And he was sharing some tips for going to conventions and that kind of thing. And he said, I actually attend very few of the actual speaking and training sessions. He said, I'll pick out the ones that I absolutely do not want to miss. But he said, I spend the rest of the time in the hallways because that's where the other keynote speakers are hanging out, stretching their legs, getting ready for when it's their turn. And he said, I have made some incredibly valuable connections that I could not have otherwise made.
I agree. And one of the things that I like to do too is in, you know, when you attend these conferences, let's say it's an annual conference and you go year after year, you start to know some of the players. And so when I go to this real estate one down at the Great Wolf Lodge in Cincinnati, I have gotten to know a lot of the vendors. So I will volunteer to cover their table for them while they take a little restroom break. I've made a lot of connections that way.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about serving. See, your serving is selling, you know, and then I tell people, you know, oh, I'm just covering for Susie. She just, you know, took a little break, ran to the restroom, going to get something to drink. And they're like, oh, what is it that you do? And I'm like, oh, funny you should ask. So anyway, yeah, there's a lot of ways to make connections. Yeah, a lot of great connections in the hallway. That's a great idea. I want to show you one more thing before we go today. And I'm going to share my screen one more time. I'm just now adding this, if I can find it. Bear with me. Here is our homepage. And if I go to the Entrepreneur and Solopreneurs on the homepage and come down to create, here's the course. And if you click through on the course and scroll down, and I haven't completed it, but I've made a pretty good dent in it. Here are different steps and different modules in the course, but here is creating and launching a 3-day summit or conference. And so, this is one that is just now underway and it gives you 10 steps. If you want to put together some sort of a summit or conference, and it doesn't have to be a 3-day, it can be a 1-day. I did a one-day summit with Wendy and it was amazing. And she had, I bet she had 40 speakers. So everybody only had like a 10-minute slot. But it was perfect because you got to meet so many people. Anyway, you need to define your purpose. Yes, Debbie.
What is the, you did mention about you could meet so many people, but when you have a one-day summit, is it beneficial to really have that many speakers, or is it better to focus on a theme and have, say, three altogether?
Well, it comes back to step number one. You have to define your purpose and your audience. Wendy's purpose, when she did hers, her purpose is she runs the speakers society, and she is trying to promote speakers. She is trying to give all of her members a platform. And so she had all these new members. They all want to be speakers. And so she was trying to give them a platform. So she said, hey, there's a summit. I want to invite you to speak. And I want you to just give an overview of what you do and how folks can connect with you. Well, as soon as that came out, folks like me and you, Debbie, where we're doing a podcast, we need speakers. So this was huge because all I had to do was just, when I could, it went on for a full, like it started at 7 a.m. and it went until like 7 p.m. It went on for like a 12-hour day and everybody had their slot. And so, but what happened, and it's just like Linda was talking about, once I saw the schedule and the time that each one of these folks was going to be able to speak, I zeroed in on the ones I didn't want to miss. And I circled those on my calendar and made sure, okay, at 1:15, I definitely want to hear Linda. So I'm tuning in. And so what I did is I tuned into the ones that I already kind of knew that I wanted to hear, but then some of them were so good that I ended up staying on and I ended up meeting folks that I hadn't heard of before and found a ton of great, great speakers there and great content and just amazing people. And so it was huge, which is her whole point was to get them out and get them visible, you know, to the world. And so for the rest of us, because what happens, see, is each one of us have a business and we all came with our pen and paper in hand. And so tons and tons of folks got booked with each other all throughout that whole summit. I ended up getting like 10 bookings out of it just for my little 10-minute speech.
Well, I can understand now. Thanks. Thank you for that, really.
So you have to come back and define what is your purpose and who is your audience.
Right. So Wendy was really serving people.
Okay. She was trying. Yeah, she was trying to give all of her speakers a platform so that they could find each other, so that they could get more speaking gigs. And that was the whole point in her summit. Okay. Does that make sense? Because your summit can be about anything. It just depends on what is your purpose and who is your audience. And then, of course, you have to choose a relevant time. And I haven't filled out all of these topics, and I will over time. I'll have actual steps under each one of these, how to define your purpose, how to find your audience. But right now, I just have the 10 steps. And so this is how I write is I start with the framework and I do the 10 steps. And now I'll come in and I'll start filling in each of the steps. But then you have to choose a relevant time. And then you have to develop your agenda and content, depending on how long your summit or your conference is going to go. And then you have to identify and invite your speakers. And Debbie, you're right. Maybe you're going to do a morning conference and you're going to have a total of 3 speakers. Maybe you're going to do a one-day conference and just have a total of 3 speakers. Maybe you're going to have speakers, and after the speaker, you're going to have an interactive session where folks can talk about what they've learned and how to put it into practice. See, there's all kinds of ways that you can frame this summit or conference, and it can be in person or it could be virtual. Wendy's, the one that she did, the 12 hour one that she did, was all virtual, and it was all on Clubhouse, no less. It was on Clubhouse. She just had everybody tune in at a certain time on her Clubhouse channel, and it was just open to the public on Clubhouse. So it's however you want to set it up. You know, you can work. So what I want to instill today is that there's no perfect way to do this. It's whatever works best for you and your audience, or what it is you like to do. Wendy loves Clubhouse, so she loves to do a summit on Clubhouse because she loves Clubhouse. It's okay. I like Clubhouse, but I like Zoom better. So I would prefer to do one on Zoom. And I have been a speaker on several virtual summits just on Zoom. And some of them, it was even better than this. It was pre-recorded. I could pre-record my whole session with my PowerPoint and everything. And then I just send it over to the person that was putting together the summit. And then when they put the summit out there, they never ran over on time because everybody was pre-recorded. And they then just put together the platform and then put it out there, and people just tapped in. And then I then was invited because they were going to play my recording at a certain date and time. And then I was invited to attend so that I could answer questions in real time. So people thought that I was really talking in real time because I could answer the questions as they came into the chat as my presentation was going on. Does that make sense? So anyway, it's however you want to set it up. But then you have to identify and invite those speakers and then determine your format, whether it's going to be in person or virtual, and then choose your technology and platform, of course, and then your marketing and promotion. And what I showed you with Thanks for Visiting, that was part of their marketing and promotion. And then, of course, ticketing and registration, and then prepare for the event. Run through everything, you know, practice, make sure it's good. And then you're ready to launch and engage your audience. And then, of course, at the end, always have some sort of a survey so that you can do things better, because sometimes something gets overlooked that you didn't notice, and your guest will discover it. For example, you gals both know that I have a bed and breakfast here in my home, a guest house. And I had a review that came in, and she was like, it was lovely and the room was super clean and we loved all the amenities. Our only problem was that big bush by the sidewalk has a bunch of bees in it. And I'm like, what? So Mark took care of the bee bush today. But again, I didn't know till somebody told me, because I don't go around the house that way every day. I didn't know that there were bees living in my bush. So feedback is important. You know, you have to have that feedback, because you don't know if somebody doesn't tell you. And then don't take it personal. Take it as a way to improve. Okay. So that is my lesson for today. Any aha moments from either of you?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I think for me, my big aha was with a system in place. I think putting together a conference or a summit is easier than what I was expecting it to be.
True.
Yeah. So that was probably my aha as I was putting together this presentation, was realizing, now don't get me wrong, it's a lot of work, you know, and these girls, that their real work is going to begin the day of the conference, when they have to show up and make sure that all the speakers are there, and, you know, plus they too are presenting. So not only are they going to be on stage, but they have to make sure they've got everything covered and, you know, and all as well. So, but I think once your systems are in place, and once you've got the machine oiled, you know, and you know, here's how my emails are going to look, here's how my sales page is going to look. And then no matter what topics, all you have to do is just tweak different speakers next year, tweak different topics next year, but you don't have to reinvent the whole wheel. See, because you've got all of your systems in place. And I think that was probably my biggest aha, is realizing that once my systems are in place, that this is really not as hard as what it looks from a distance.
Yeah, systems are so key, and you just get smoother and better with each iteration, each time you go through the process. And then you've got more feedback each time as well. And it is a real opportunity to grow your list also, because all the people that are helping as speakers are putting out the info to their followers, And then they register on your page, and now you've captured all those names.
Which is the whole point on having good quality speakers, which is how my presentation started today. You're borrowing their audience, but they're also borrowing your audience. Because now, like, for example, as long as the speakers are front and center and I love everything they're talking about, you know what? That's where you need to make it super, super easy for somebody to find you. Because the first thing I'm going to do while I'm sitting right there in that conference on my phone, which is the technology is amazing, I'm going to Google them. And guess what? If they have a blog or a website or sign up here for free, something for free, I'm probably going to do that as I'm sitting there listening to them. Yeah. So not only are they borrowing Annette and Sarah's audience, but Annette and Sarah are borrowing their audience. So it's a win-win both
when
ways.
When you mentioned that, it reminded me when you were scrolling down through their sales page and some of the speakers did not have their bios yet. They mm-hmm. were missing out on a golden opportunity for those who were going to preview who all mm-hmm. speak, who they did not want to miss, and go to that web page and look for the freebie or look for that opportunity to say, oh my goodness, this person is like this golden leader that I didn't even know existed. And now they're on my radar and all the things. But the people that said, you know, that didn't have the little bio button or didn't bother to send a picture in. Wow, this is such an incredible opportunity to be on that page.
Now, what I did is I went back to their sales page. I'm clicking on some of the bios. They do not have links. So there's no website. There's no like, you know, you can't go to MikeHicks.com, for example, or he is an HBMM coach. I'm sure he's got a website. So all you're going to get is his name. So again, how this is why it is so important for folks to be able to find you with your name and not just your business name or your business or your program that you're launching. Because if I put in Mike Hicks, Mike is pretty common. Hicks is pretty common. I wonder how hard it would be for me to find Mike Hicks.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going with that?
Hopefully there's enough clues in there. They probably were not allowed to advertise themselves with a link because the organizers didn't want people to go off on rabbit trails and leave their page. But if you put enough quality information in your bio, you should be findable. I mean, these people are kind of a who's who. You know, the thing about your name, remember me saying I couldn't get the .com for my name?
Right.
So I had to kind of settle for a .net. But one day I was noodling around and I found Linda-Thomas.com.
Okay.
So I have snapped that up. And it's nice because visually it's broken up into two words that makes it that much easier to see, understand, and consume. It does add one little extra character step when typing, but most of the time people are clicking on a link anyway.
Exactly. But no, I love that.
Yeah.
I love everything you've said. And so anyway, let's just take a look. Mike Hicks, if I just open up a whole new search. Meet the caddy, Mike Hicks, probably not. Longtime caddy. So now it looks like he's sharing a name with another Mike Hicks. Then there is a basketball Mike Hicks. Yeah. So you see, it is not easy to find this Mike Hicks.
However, in his bio, didn't it say like HMTT or some kind of initials? If you did his name and whatever those four letters are.
HBMM coach.
And then Wander Chat would be something too, but try that, the letters.
Yeah.
It's already suggesting.
It already shows he's going to be here at the conference.
Yeah. And his LinkedIn page.
Yep. And it's Legacy Coach. So see, now you can find him. He gave enough information there So now if you go to, and it's, and again, Mike Hicks, but his LinkedIn is under Michael Hicks.
Ooh, does that look like the same picture?
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Man, he's got a challenge with so many people with the same name.
I see that. So you see why it's important to kind of separate yourself. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Let's say that I heard him at the conference and I want to refer Debbie over to him. And I say, Debbie, you got to talk to Mike Hicks. I can't even find the guy. I mean, if I do a lot of research, but here's the question, how many folks, because the first thing I'm going to do here, he is in short, because I'm going to think, oh, short-term rentals, that's where I heard him. But if I click on that, guess what? It's going to take me right back to their website where they don't have a page for him. And when I put here, it shows a legacy coach. So now there's even a Michael Hicks that's a coach and he's holding himself out as a coach, but yet it doesn't, it, yeah. Now it's talking baseball. There's profiles, which again, you can performance training.
In the football. Box, the box above that, where it said people also search for, there were a lot with the HBMM. Go a little higher, maybe. A little higher. There. Sadly, though, the first one is that he was arrested. So that's not the best PR ever.
Oh my goodness. And then here's one where he dies.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So you see where it's kind of hard to find this guy. This is a perfect example on what you don't want to have happen. So make sure, you know, when you're going out there, make sure that if somebody puts your name in a search, that you come up. See, Freestyle Living Tribe page on Facebook, my academy, my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my videos, my Linktree, my LinkedIn, my company's profile, passive income coach, and Canal Winchester Company. So the whole first page is me.
Bravo.
Yes. Thank you, Linda. So that's a work in progress.
That's beautiful.
That's a work in progress. And so over here, related searches, they've also searched for International Academy, companies, Freestyle Living, something here in Washington News and Washington, California. See, so there is two that are not me because I'm not in Washington. But as you can see, though, when you first come here, this whole first page is actually me, and it has all of my branding. See, so then if we go to page two, here's Freestyle Living. This is my Audio Boom, White Pages. Here's my International Academy. Here's my YouTube. Here's my Audio Boom again. Here's my, this is, Kathy Vinter profiles under LinkedIn, Facebook, Amazon, because my book is there. Here's my Vistaprint Digital Work With Me page. Now that probably will air out because I'm moving away from Vista. And then here's just a people search thing. And it says two matches. And there is another Kathy Vinter in Washington, see? So there's two of us. So I'm everything on page one and everything basically on page two. But it does also include this other Kathy in Washington at the end of page two. Yes, Linda.
Something else that a lot of people aren't aware of that is pretty golden is taking advantage of any images of yourself that are on any of your pages, using the alt text, because that is searchable by Google. And if you did Kathy Vinter and you had all your alt text, you'd have a row of Kathy Vinter images across there that you would also own. And what's helpful with that is that would match the speaker profile, like this Hicks guy. If he had done all of his alt text, we could have said, oh, that one looks like him. Click on that and maybe it goes to a newspaper article or a web page or something.
Or where he was a speaker even for another conference or another event. Yes, I get it.
That's huge, alt text.
Yeah. And I do that because in my Teachable, it has a place for that. Under every single picture, it has an alt text option. And I've been filling all of those out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it does help in the search. Yes. So Anyway, my aha moment was that I think once my systems are in place, it's going to be easier. So, Linda, any aha for you?
This was just such a nice overview of what's possible and just a reminder to keep that on our radar as something to get into in our spare time.
But again, it goes hand in hand with when we talk about how to create a 5-day challenge or a mastermind or a masterclass. It can also include a conference or a summit or a retreat. It's anything that you want to create, and it's putting together the parts and pieces that go with that type of an event. And it's whatever you like. I'm working with a gal right now. She wants to do retreats, and she only wants 5 people at a retreat. She wants it to be very small and very intimate, and she wants to go somewhere. I've offered my bed and breakfast, by the way, for her to do her retreat here because I can house that number of gals here. And she wants to do all holistic foods, and she wants to break it down and actually show how to buy the food, how to prep the food, you know, how to actually cook the food, how to serve the food. And it's a whole retreat on living organically, food-wise. With just your food choices. And so she wants it very small and intimate so she can get to know these gals and really answer questions and have, she wants to have, cause she's very holistic in her approach. So she also wants to have meditation time. She wants to have some yoga time. So she wants to turn the whole thing into this organic holistic retreat, but she just wants it to be very small, and she doesn't, again, she's like me, her income comes from rental properties. And so she wants to cover her cost, and she would like to at least pay for her time for the weekend. But we did the math and broke down the numbers, and it's like $500 a person, which is very affordable in today's economy to do a whole weekend retreat. As you can see, the one we were just looking at for 3 days, they've got it up to $800 and some dollars the closer you get to the date. But it was as low as $297, down to almost just a little under $300 was their lowest price. And so she wants to come in right around $500. And what it does is it pays me for the rooms, which I would have had paying guest anyway, and it pays her for the hours that she's working with her guest. So anyway. Just a thought. So it doesn't have to be huge is my point.
This is valuable. Thank you for covering this.
All right, ladies, this has been good stuff.
Kathy, you did a great job. Thank you for the review.
Well, thank you. Now, either of you inclined to raise your hand for tonight at 6? No pressure, because I can put together something, trust me. I just wanted to give the opportunity if either of you were ready to share anything. It would, like Wendy, it's another option that I could give you to share whatever it is you want to share.
I'm pondering. I don't know. It's, you know, it's all of a sudden it's this afternoon and I have meetings. So
yeah, I get it.
And you're doing it at 6?
At 6 o'clock, yes.
And is it audio, video plus audio?
Yes, it's just exactly like this format right here. And Rita Brewer is my co-host. And I haven't told her yet because the cancellation just came in as I was getting on this call. So I haven't told her yet that our gal is sick. But again, I can put together a presentation because it's all about, it's called Fit as a Fiddle Plus, and it's all about being healthy in physical health, mental health, spiritual health, financial health. It's full gamut of just being whole, and it's all the pillars of health. So and both of you have information that would fit that genre.
I'd love to, but I got gardening.
I get it. Yep. Again, Mark's been fighting with the bee tree all morning, so I get it.
Rick posted a picture, and he says, "Don't go out the back door." And the picture shows a wasp nest right in the corner.
Yep, yep.
And we just got rid of the bees that were crawling into the roof of our porch.
Well, and we've got some to fight down at Middleport when we go down there again. We saw some bees coming in and out right over the porch. But here, the bushes on one side, the sidewalk goes right in between the bush and the corner of our dining room. And so when Mark started to take the bush, because we've been talking about taking that bush out, because it just gets so overwhelming that it's hard to even get past it, because it just, it grows so fast. And so then that was our fear. Guests are going to come by and they're going to rub past it with their suitcases, and it's going to stir up all those bees and somebody's going to get stung. And so Mark says, let me just take it out of there. And I said, okay. And when he started clipping away and taking it out, my windows of my dining room were both totally covered in bees. You couldn't even see out the window. There were so many bees. That's how many were in that, that bush.
Ooh. Now where are they going to go? There.
Well, he discovered when he kept cutting and cutting, and he just started at the outside. It just started snipping in so he could see. He had to get rid of the green so he could finally get, because he figured they were, had a nest down toward the base. There were no nests. He thinks they were just, it was just a feeding bush because it kind of flowers a little bit. And he never did come to a nest.
Mm.
But the bush was overwhelming and they kept landing there anyway. So he then went and got a chain and his pickup truck. And once he got all the greenery cut off of it, and it was, I don't know, maybe 2 feet tall of just the brown trunk in the center, he went and got a chain out of his truck and his pickup truck, and he just pulled the whole thing out. So it's gone now. And the bees are all gone. My windows are clear now.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
So now my little triangle there between the driveway and the sidewalk to the house looks really bare. So
you'll find something.
I need to put something there to make it look intentional.
Okay. Fall is for planting, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I don't want something that gets that big again. It just, we had to cut it back. Every time we mowed the grass, we had to cut the darn bush back. It just kept growing, and it grew clear out over the sidewalk. You couldn't even walk through there. So I don't know what kind of bush it was, but I don't want that one again. All right, ladies, this has been great. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And so check the calendar again at my Linktree. I love my little Linktree. Just Linktree/Kathy Benner and check the calendar there and join in whenever you can.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Yes. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.